many voters are still undecided which party to vote for next week. So we take a look at the manifestos of five of the parties currently making headlines. Here to do it for us is Dr. Ina Goos of the Department of Political Studies and Governance at the University of Free State. Welcome, Dr. Goos.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
May we start with the ruling African National Congress, please?
Yes. I can give you a little bit of an overview. We can see which parties have been in this mix longer than the others. For instance, the ANC have now stabilized their manifesto, if you will. It's 53 pages, as we have come to expect, more or less. And if you focus particularly on some things that it seems, according to the polls, South Africans really find important for this election is, of course, first and foremost, to be corruption. And if you look at the ANC's manifesto, that's concerned, there's nothing much that's new in this manifesto, apart from what we've heard them say in the ways that they want to crack down. Something that's interesting, I should say, is that they want to use artificial intelligence, for particularly internal corruption processes. And they align with the DA where that is concerned. There is, however, no information on how, when this will be used. And then, of course, looking at the economy itself, linked with job creation, this is something the ANC has reiterated once again, that they want a social compact with the public for preventing corruption, for instance. And they want to start aligning themselves to particular economic strategies that they couldn't really get off the ground because of their internal strife and the way certain institutions were eroded. They want to get to that aspect of the sovereign wealth fund. In that case, they are also in line with the EFF and MK, incidentally, and the Patriotic Alliance. They want provinces particularly to establish their own financial institutions. Not much detail is given there, but giving the provinces more power where that is concerned is what they would like to see. And then focus on the usual things like investment in infrastructure and so forth. What is important, I think, in this case is that they want to order financial institutions or to be able to order financial institutions to invest in prescribed assets. They do not say if this will be compulsory, though, and by which laws or in which institutions they are referring to here, but I think it's a significant thing when it comes to the freedom of the market and for companies to invest in whatever way they wish. So the ANC wants to be, as a government, more prescriptive in that sense. Of course, they want expropriation for land reform acceleration, which they think can boost the economy as well. And then they want, when it looks like, some of the things that industries that they can expand for the sake of the economy and job creation, it's they want South Africa to be a leader in producing hydrogen electrical vehicles to export, for instance. And they want to focus on labor-intensive industries like agriculture, but there's not much detail in their manifesto on how they want to approach this, what kind of investment and expansion they're talking about, specifically seeing in the land in the light of the land reform policies they want. But naturally, when it comes to the newer policies, they want to enforce the national health insurance, which is fine. And hopefully address some of the concerns and that South Africans have had and the opposition have had in this regard. And then, of course, when you talk about crime specifically, something that South Africans are very worried about, they want to implement an integrated crime prevention strategy, which is a good plan, but it lay dormant for a long time. So it's about modernizing the police service and better resources, better collaboration with community policing forums and so forth, which I think is a good thing. In my very unbiased opinion, I think Organizations will certainly also welcome that. And then the focus on cybercrime specifically, like I said before, commercial crimes and such. And then they finally want to address the backlog for court cases, which I think is also important for addressing crime and corruption. And the thing they stick with, in line to a certain extent also with the EFF and MK and such, is that the state must be the biggest job creator. To expand the public employment programs they have, or better support for small businesses and programs with the South African National Defence Force, for instance, which is something that's new, and then collaboration with the private sector in some cases. There's not too much said about load shedding, which is also something that Africans are very worried about. And I think the party and the government specifically evidently it's believed that the worst is over. So they do emphasize the investment in power generation infrastructure, but other than that, not much. So a broad view on their manifesto on certain specific areas, not much is new, but there are certain promises that they brought in this round of the elections, which I think is a way to try and modernize their approach.
May we move on to the Opposition Democratic Alliance manifesto, please?
Sure. The DA has been also quite stable in their manifestos over time. They amended some of the things according to the new realities in the country, of course. Also 51 pages. They deal with corruption also a particular way that I think we should emphasize for a moment. For instance, the fact that they want to disband, for instance, the walks and replace them with an anti-corruption commission, which is, according to them, should be then a Chapter 9 institution. And is almost on the model of the old scorpions that they want to return to. And they want to strengthen then the independence also of the National Prosecuting Authority by ensuring that the head of the NPA be appointed by Parliament and not the President, and specifically to fill the vacancies in the National Prosecuting Authority. So these are the things I think will definitely address this fight against corruption that is necessary. They also focus, as we know, on cadre deployment, which is something they want to get rid of entirely, putting it at the center of the corruption we've seen at the moment or in the past few years. And so to get rid of that and make it also almost prosecutable if you are guilty of that is what they would like to see. As far as economic issues go, they obviously, as we know, also don't support triple BEE policies. They want incentives for businesses who adhere to a more international goals to address inequality and poverty. So they have a broad view of how this can be addressed, or the eradication of inequality and poverty can be addressed with the private sector particularly. And they want partial privatization of state institutions, as we know. And they want limits on how much South Africa can borrow so that we don't have these large repayments to be made. And then they want to get rid of red tape for companies to be established and do businesses, something the ANC has also promised for a long time. They don't want new taxes so that investment can be stimulated, which is also something I think is significant for businesses to think on. And then they want small businesses to be exempt from collective bargaining, so that power of the unions can be curtailed, which I also think is significant, and to a certain extent aligns with the Patriotic Alliance, funnily enough, who really want to get unions, the power out of the hands of unions. But the DA wants unions to be required to pay damages also in the case of vandalism during protesting sign. They focus very much on economic relations between the EU and the USA, which is different from what the ANC and such what would like, which has their eyes more set on the East for that. And then if you look at crime particularly, these policing responsibilities, the GA wants to be decentralized. The ANCs also make such noises. And they want appointments to be and promotions to be on the basis of merit only, which align, of course, with the anti-cadre deployment views. And they want less senior positions. They want better resources and infrastructure. They are for the police. And then, as I said before, the cybercrime to be addressed with artificial intelligence, just like the ANC wants as well. And then they want to make sure that there are safety plans all over rural areas. And this is something the DA has a significant focus on, specifically in line of farm murders and attacks and so forth. But they want necessary funding for that to be implemented as well. And they want laws to make land grabs criminally prosecutable. And then, incidentally, also, they are for firearms, for individuals, but very much regulate for people to be able to defend themselves. And I think there will be much to say about that. Want to create 2 million new jobs. They didn't specify in which sectors, though. And they want young people to be in certain aspects exempt from having to apply for minimum wage jobs, which means they can apply for other jobs as well that pay less but give them an income and some experience. And then, of course, when it comes to electricity supply, load shedding, encourage private generation and then supply the surplus to the grid. And for Eskom to start focusing more on transmission than generation, and unbundling Eskom, of course, as we have said, but to also better investment in infrastructure for transmission in general of electricity, and less import taxes for renewable energy infrastructure.
Okay, may we have a look at the economic freedom fighters of Commander-in-Chief Julius Malema?
Yes, this is a very lengthy document. It's 259 pages. It's way too long for a manifesto, but I think probably also a bit of a tactic. If you talk about corruption again, there's not much about corruption elaborated upon, but very much stating that there's a zero tolerance that they will policy that they will follow when it comes to corruption. There are some things they want, however, when it comes to addressing certain specific aspects with regards to the economy. And I think they focus a lot on that in this manifesto. Some highlights, I think, is the changes they want in the Constitution. And that's particularly related to National Prosecuting Authority, that they also want to make a Chapter 9 institution to only report to Parliament. They aligned, incidentally, with the DA to a certain extent where that is concerned. And of course, as we know, they want to nationalize the mines and the Reserve Bank and put that in state control completely. They want government to be the custodians of all land, and that is significant for all sectors of the economy in the country when this happens. Of course, also expropriation without compensation is something they would like to implement, and they want limits on how much land one person or company may own. Also, significantly, they want to double revenue collection, and they want to tax the super rich in the country, and they want higher company tax. So they want the revenue to come from certain places because they are promising to double the amounts of social grant. So they have to find that money somewhere. And in the process, they also want to halve the size of government, starting with cabinet, no deputy ministers and so on, so that there are political parties like the DA who also support that notion. And then they want a company to manage all municipal workers' pensions. That, in their view, that will protect the pensions, and then they want to have more control over that. When it comes to crime specifically, they want the police to be better paid, better working conditions, more trained, more police trained and appointed. And incidentally, they all want all law enforcement officers to have fitness tests every 2 years, and if they fail, summarily be fired. And they want to have a DNA result bank, if you will, where DNA of all South Africans are stored, and they think that will also happen with crime prevention and with law enforcement. And when it comes to job creation, they want the state to be the biggest job creator. And I think that is something we know about the EFF. And they want very specific companies, state companies, to take care of very specific services like cleaning and landscaping and so forth. They don't say how this will interact with the current departments that exist in these in the various levels of government, but that is something that they feel is necessary. They want 50% of all South African raw materials to be processed locally, and not just export the raw material and then import or buy back the manufactured goods. That is something other parties had discussions about as well. They want a new nuclear power station. When it comes to electricity generation or power generation, they however want to invest in established power stations that we already have. And they want the private sector to generate 40% of South Africa's power. Now, if with the taxes they want to bring in and all sorts, that might be difficult for the private sector, but these are the kinds of things they think can help power bridge generation, which will help the economy according to them.
Okay. Now for the party that everybody is talking about, MK, the party being led by former President Jacob Zuma.
Yes, MK is now in the mix as well. They have the shortest manifesto I've ever seen, 23 pages. So not much detail on how they want to do things, but there are quite a few significant things that voters should take note of. Of course, I think we can classify it as a rather radical manifesto. The party is also being seen as being radical. To start with, they want a referendum, scrap the constitution, find the constitution to be problematic and detrimental to whatever views and strategies they might have for the country. When it comes to the government, which is interesting also, they want a higher house, like they have with the House of Lords in Britain, for instance, specifically for local kings, queens, and traditional leaders. So they want their role and their prominence in our National Assembly to be more prominent. They want provinces going back to 4 provinces from 9 provinces. Administratively, that will definitely have a major impact. Again, not like the ANC and if not talking too much on corruption. They just say that they want more resources for investigative units and such. They want, for economic purposes and economic growth and addressing particularly inequality and historic inequality, they want monetary compensation for apartheid victims and their families. They don't say where they think this compensation must come from or how it will be provided or who they will either identify particular families, individuals and their families to benefit from this. But it's something that's important to the NK. And then the similarities with the ESS, I think, can be just highlighted the expropriation without compensation aspect, that land must be under the custodianship of the state and traditional leaders. So these are things that they still have in common with the EFF. And then there's a very interesting aspect of their manifesto. It's a capitalist culture that they want to create where funds are prioritized, particularly for Ubuntu projects. So they want to basically force big South African companies to be noted on the JSE. They don't explain how this will work, and that the benefits from that be for certain programs. So it's nationalization, but also controlling a market. So it's confusing, but I think significant to think about if you're about it. Ideological issues is also something that they bring in. They want to end to neoliberalism, for instance. and then they say, ending austerity measures is should be part of that. And of course, like I said, with the ANC and the EFF, and I think Patriotic Alliance, they want a sovereign wealth fund. This is, as we know, it's a state-owned investment company. And like the EFF, also they want to establish special economic zones where, specifically focus on mining or manufacturing or whatever to try and drive the economy in a particular direction. When it comes to crime, they want a referendum about the death penalty. They are aligned with the Patriotic Alliance where this is concerned. And then they want also, like most other parties, better resources for law enforcement, better collaboration between police and intelligence organizations is what MK particularly focus on. And if you look at the leadership that they have and their history, you can understand why they focus on that. And again, they want the state to be the biggest job creator, and they want R4,000 plus minimum loan. Again, they don't see. Indicate how that will be affordable, or how they will help make companies be able to afford that. Very interestingly and significantly, they want, like the Patriotic Alliance, to bring back military service, partially military service conscription for all people 18 and above for 1 year. For the MK, that's about discipline. And they want to reverse any attempts at unbundling Eskom when it comes to power generation or any private generation. They want to go back to focusing on coal power expansion in all its ways. So that is MK in a nutshell.
Thank you. Lastly, the party waging a war for the Western Cape, the Patriotic Alliance of Gayton McKenzie.
Yes, that is an interesting notion. That I find with not just the Patriotic Alliance, but people, parties like Horizon, Zanzi, and so forth, who really want to focus on the DA and getting them out of the Western Cape. And the Patriotic Alliance has joined this cause where South Africans sometimes wonder whether they shouldn't focus on the 8 other provinces, which are way worse off. But the Patriotic Alliance certainly put their sights on the Western Cape. And they are a party with very diverse, radical, also very conservative. It's a mixed bag of approaches, policy-wise, that they have here. They start with putting religion, particularly Christianity, again, at the center of what they want the country to embrace, if you will. The reintroduction of religious education in schools and so forth, particularly when it comes about Christianity. So in a country like South Africa, which is secular, actually, this will be certainly something voters have to consider. They also, like the like MK, want to elevate traditional leaders and royal leaders They want to focus on elevating them in the decision-making process. So there's a very specific, I think, agenda when that is concerned. When it comes to the economy, there are various things that they bring into the conversation. They want expansion, for instance, when it comes to job creation in the fracking area, where they support fracking mining for natural gas and so forth. They want the monopolies in our South African economy to be broken and to have more opportunities. So there is certain people in the private sector who will certainly find that something that they would like. Again, like the ANC and the DA and so forth, support for small and medium and micro enterprises. They want support for agricultural value change, which is also something that that sector of our economy will definitely like to see and hear. They want legislation to really crack down on company corruption, white collar corruption, and so forth. And then, when it comes to power generation, of course, a mixed model that they have in their sites for Eskom, which is really pragmatic, I think, in that sense. And this also a transition to other forms of energy generation. And like I said, they support fracking, for instance. Social issues that I think we should put some focus on is this, is what they think is a impact on job creation. And that is the presence of illegal immigrants, according to him. And the Patriotic Alliance is very, very adamant of how strict this must be dealt. They propose mass deportation of people who have been in South Africa without documents, for instance. They want audits for all foreigners and their papers. They want to build a wall like Donald Trump wants to do in America, for instance. And they want to have a promotion for South Africa as a destination for legal migration with particular skills, but an absolute crackdown on illegal migration. And they should actually think it should be diminished. So those are things that they, as a party, really look at. And I think when it comes to crime particularly, I think we can just quickly focus on that. They, apart from the other things that they agree with, a lot of parties with infrastructure and better resources for the police and so forth, they want cops to face random integrity tests. Clamping down on confiscated firearms lost by the police service. Very specific, practical things they want to focus on, but they don't indicate how they think that can happen and that can be achieved. And generally having a promise of corruption-free government that they want. So when it comes to companies, particularly when it comes to crime, they want to criminalize anti-competitive conduct, which means monopolies, as I said, they want to get rid of, or manipulation from private companies in any way. They want to blacklist companies for 5 years and so forth if they are guilty of such things. And they also want to tax the super rich much more than the average South Africans. But they are pragmatic yet again in not wanting to make those taxes so high that companies will disinvest. So as radical as they are on certain things, they are very pragmatic in power. So that's the Patriotic Alliance, in a nutshell, again, very diverse types of directions that they have. Pragmatic, radical, also very conservative. And I think that's what makes them such an interesting party to to watch.
Thank you. That was Dr. Ina Hoos of the Department of Political Studies and Governance at the University of the Free State, taking BizNews viewers through the manifestos of five parties that are making headlines in the run-up to next week's historic election. Thank you very much, Dr. Hoos. I am Chris Stain.
My honor. Thank you.